Welcome to Grief Walking Podcast, Zoomcast. I'm Kendall Klim, and today I have Stephanie Zamora, Stephanie spelled S-T-E-P-H-E-N-I-E. And we are going to be talking about her text, Unravel. She is an author, a life coach, and an intuitive. And so we're switching from fiction and poetry to nonfiction. So this is definitely, it's a combination, I think, of memoir, mainly memoir, some process analysis, and self-help. So I love hybrid texts in which it's sort of a multitasking kind of a text, in my opinion, in which I feel like the bulk of it, you basically express a visceral experience of your grief, and it's grief from an ex-boyfriend who committed suicide, and various important things leading up to that situation, and then the aftermath. And there's a section that I sort of want to kind of start just to give readers an idea. So this is on page 36. So it's the getting the news section of the book. And you say that there was a separate life between before and after, the moment that changed me at my core in a single instant. And with that, can you just sort of talk about what the book is about and your experience writing it?
Yeah, and thank you so much for having me. So the book is a memoir. And like you said, I did try to mix in some of the lessons that I learned to help others through their own grief and healing journeys. And the short of it is I was in a relationship for 2 years. And in 2014, everything in my life and my business was amazing. I felt the most like myself. I was the healthiest I had ever been. My business was thriving. My life just had so much good in it. And the only thing that wasn't working for me was my relationship. And I ended that relationship and he started stalking me for a couple of weeks. And when I finally asked him to leave me alone, I told him he couldn't come by anymore. He ended up committing suicide a couple of days later. And I had flown out the next morning after the last time I saw him to Hawaii to be with my family for the holidays. And yeah, that just absolutely unraveled me. And the moment that you're talking about was the moment that I got the news, and I was in my mom's garage because I was trying not to wake up the whole house because it was late in Hawaii when they got a hold of me. And I just fell to my knees, and I still very viscerally, even almost 9 years later, remember that moment because it was so shocking and you just feel yourself break. I think anyone who's experienced grief, many people have expressed that suddenly physically you're unable to hold up the weight of yourself because the weight of the grief is just so big. Mm-hmm. And that just affected everything about me in my life. I had very severe PTSD. I had no idea that sudden bereavement